This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
It's a week before a potential government shutdown in America and the morning after a big victory for German Chancellor Angela Merkel. Carl Riccadonna, senior economist at Deutsche Bank, joins us from New York to talk about the economic impact of all that. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
So you do work for a German bank, but I will not ask you to analyze the intricacies of multi-party German politics. But I would love to know what you think will be the impact of Chancellor Merkel's reelection and some of the ongoing deal-making she'll have to make with the other parties on the global economy.
Well, the election outcome is not too much of a surprise, actually. But we have Merkel back for another term, and so that is going to signal business as usual from Germany and really a lot of continuity in terms of pro-euro policies and also a relatively business-friendly environment.
Okay, and speaking of things in politics that are unsurprising, again, here in America, we have 1 week to go until a government shutdown deadline. What are you watching for in this political stuff, not so much in the politics, but just in terms of how it will impact our economy?
Well, certainly the markets are going to be fretting the political ping-pong match this week. We have pretty much a non-starter budget coming from the House of Representatives that defunds Obamacare. So the Senate's going to amend that. Our view is we'll have some sort of temporary extension, probably funding the government through Thanksgiving or into middle of December. And then that shifts the bullseye from budget issues to the more serious issue, which is the debt ceiling. Even if we have a budget in place, if they don't raise the debt ceiling, which is really a mid-October issue, we could be right back to the drawing board of facing a government shutdown, and on top of that, the risk of government payments not going through.
Here we go again. Carl Riccadonna at Deutsche Bank. Thanks very much.
Thank you.